Hello, I'm Aaron Monthes. This is KTEP News. Officials with the Socorro Independent School District anticipate 770 less students will enroll in the 2025-2026 school year. The projected decrease in students and an estimated reduction of $12.8 million in state funding has district officials scrambling for ways to pay for an expected deficit in operating costs. SISD's Chief Financial Officer, David Solis, says approved cuts to staff, payroll costs, and supplies and materials this year will save the district over $15 million. But he says the district will still have to find other ways to pay for its expenses.
Finally, we continue to explore the possibility of a voter approval tax rate election, or VADER. If approved by voters, a VADER could bring in up to $28 million in additional funding resources that would be vital in meeting both our immediate financial needs and long-term goals.
Solis said the district has to make a decision on selecting an auditor by July 4th, as required by state law to be able to begin the process for a voter-approved tax rate election in November. The district faces an $8.6 million deficit for next year. District officials expect savings from eligible educators who opt to take a severance of $2,500 in exchange for their resignation to eat away at that deficit. He said SISD is also preparing to seek a loan of $35 million to meet operational costs in August when the district does not receive state funding. And a federal judge sentenced a former Morgan Stanley financial advisor in El Paso to 12 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to charges of fraud. Jesus Rodriguez de la Cruz defrauded his financial services employer, Morgan Stanley, and clients of money through false pretenses and promises, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. He also orchestrated fraudulent transfers of funds from the bank accounts of Morgan Stanley and clients to other bank accounts for his own benefit, according to prosecutors. Attorneys for the U.S. Department of Justice also said Rodriguez de la Cruz falsely claimed a client verbally authorized the transfer of $48,575 for the purchase of real estate. In other news, two Austin Democrats in the state legislature are teaming up in an effort to restore voting rights to Texans on probation or parole. The Texas Newsroom's Nina Banks has more.
Both Senator Sarah Eckhart and Representative John Busey have filed bills that would notify and allow Texans on parole or probation to vote. Right now, these individuals can't vote until they've completed their sentence. Robert Lilly is with Grassroots Leadership, a social justice nonprofit. He's 54 and says he won't be able to vote until 81.
Denying voting rights after serving time reflects a focus on punishment and not rehabilitation. Restoring voting rights is essential for justice and democracy. Engaging citizens reduces recidivism and strengthens communities.
Both bills are currently under consideration in legislative committees. I'm Nina Banks in Austin.
And the date for U.S. travelers to begin using a real ID is almost here. KERA's Palo Arauz Peña reports.
After years of delays, airport security checkpoints will begin enforcing a real ID compliance on May 7th. That means U.S. travelers using a state-issued ID or license need to make sure it's a real ID. Patricia Mancha is a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration.
So if you don't have one, contact your Department of Motor Vehicles, make an appointment, and start working to get your real ID today. Because when you get to the airport, you may not be allowed access to the checkpoint and onto your flight.
Travelers can still use a passport or other compliant document in place of a real ID. I'm Pablo Arauz Peña in Dallas.
And finally, Yolanda Saldivar has been denied parole by the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles. Saldivar was arrested in 1995 for the murder of Tejano singer Selena in Corpus Christi. Saldivar shot Selena at a hotel. Monday marks 30 years since Selena's death. In its decision, the parole board said the denial of parole was due to the nature of the offense. It listed brutality, violence, assaultive behavior, or conscious selection of victims' vulnerability, with a disregard for the lives, safety, or property of others, and that the offender is a continued threat to public safety. Saldivar's next parole eligibility is in 2030. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Monthes.